Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Adam, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Guys, good to talk to you. Yeah, I'm happy that the Niners get a bye here and get some health back, which is going to help them getting a couple guys who had not been able to play lately. Unfortunately, lost Julian Taylor, I know they really liked. By the way, it's another ACL injury for him. He had one at Temple, but getting that bye is very, very key. There's no doubt about it. And getting some rest and then getting back to work next week.
Obviously, we're trying to figure out who they'll play in the first round. Eagles lost to the Seahawks earlier this year. What are the what odds do you give the Eagles to win that game at home?
All right, so the Niners will play either the Eagles, Seahawks, or Vikings next Saturday. In Santa Clara. Now, when we get to the Eagles, that was a low-scoring game. Russell Wilson did not play well. He missed wide-open receivers. I would say this. The Eagles are so beat up physically, and I give them credit for their four-game winning streak. Really, not against a team with a winning record. The best team they played in that four-game streak was the Cowboys. But the fact of the matter is, the Seahawks match up fairly well. The biggest issue they have now is the Seahawks are down their top two running backs. Talk of the Seahawks, they thought Marshawn looked pretty good. They were happy with the way that he performed. In the 2 days of practice last week, he did a good job. But these know Chris Carson. Chris Carson, one of the better young running backs in the league, unfortunately broke his hip, so he's done for the season. I give the Eagles a puncher's chance here. I think, in fact, Las Vegas, the line has changed. The Eagles actually open up as a small favorite. Now the Seahawks are a small favorite. But if I had to pick a team there, I think it's going to go right down the wire. The thing about the Eagles is, their defense plays significantly better at home for whatever reason. That's the side of the ball where they're healthy. They're down, really, from week one, six starters on offense. That's hard to overcome, guys. And to me, against a better defense, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, I guess and that's what I guess we want to know out here is, you know, the 49ers are getting healthier. They're going to be healthier than they've been in 2 weeks. Do the Eagles have a chance to get healthier? Or are they playing with what they have?
Well, talking to the Eagles, Miles Sanders, they're very hopeful that he'll be able to play. He has a low ankle sprain. The testing went well for him. They knew, as soon as he hurt his ankle, they knew it was a low ankle sprain, not a high ankle, but that's what the testing showed. But the big one, though, okay, the big one, and we'll see when we talk next week if the Eagles win, but the big one, I'm told by two people, and I've been telling people this is probably going to happen. The Eagles are probably going to have DeSean Jackson bet, still the NFL's best elite deep threat, back next week in practice, and they really do believe he'll be able to play next weekend if they have to play their Niners. Obviously, if they win, that's where they're playing. So that's kind of what they could either play. They'd either play at the Niners or at the Packers, and there would be one of three teams, the Eagles, Seahawks, and the Vikings, that would play at the Niners next weekend.
Adam, if you're the 49ers, do you want Seattle again, or do you want to avoid Seattle again, having to play back-to-back games, essentially?
Well, I of the three teams they could play, I would rather play Philly because they're so beat up physically. They just don't match up well. I think the Eagles match up better against the Seahawks. The Vikings, see, here's the interesting thing about the Vikings. No NFL team plays fewer three-receiver sets than the Vikings. They're all about the run game, and Dalvin Cook is going to play this week. He'll be in the starting lineup, back from a shoulder injury. I give him a chance. The game is on the road. The Vikings are not a good road team. They're much better at home. But look, if they get the run game going and they have a good defense, they could keep this game close. I mean, last year, we saw it last year. They had a good run game when Cook was healthy. But the Saints, I'll tell you what, right now I have to turn in my picks. I'm going to pick the Saints and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. That's kind of where I'm at on
both purposes.
Yeah. By the way, for the record, I did pick the Chiefs to make the Super Bowl. Week one, I do radio in 8 markets each week, and I went on record week one saying I had it the Eagles and Chiefs, so I'm going to be wrong on one of them, though the Eagles are technically alive. But I think the Chiefs are really, really poised to make a run in the AFC.
Adam, how much would the narrative change on Minnesota if Minnesota wins that game, right? Because a lot of it is, well, Kirk Cousins can't do this, and I know they like to play a certain way, but if they win that game, then everybody's looking at them differently, right?
Yeah, but the problem is when they get behind, they play a specific way. They can't afford to get behind. They've got to stay ahead of the sticks. They want a low passing total. They like to have an under 30 attempts per game for Kirk Cousins if they could help it. That's been really their formula. And deep passing to Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. And Thielen, by the way, was down for several weeks with his hamstring. He's fine now. They just got to get him back in the offense.
Adam, obviously the 49ers have home field throughout the NFC. You know, someone like you who's back east, and you just said you think New Orleans is going to the Super Bowl. And I'm wondering, is that because you think New Orleans is a better matchup, or because, you know what, the 49ers don't have that big of a home field advantage at Levi Stadium?
You know, it's really interesting, Steiny. The Niners have shocked me how well they play on the road for being such a relatively young team. Yeah, I don't. Although, look, I've been to that stadium. I've been to Levi's. It's a good stadium. I don't know that it's a great home crowd yet. I mean, they'll sell out, but I don't know how loud it is and how dominant it could be. But I'll tell you what. Anytime that you're the home team and you're hosting the playoffs, that's a good thing. I just think New Orleans is battle tested. The thing is, though, and it's true, they don't play as well on the road outside. The Saints don't. About the Saints right now, that would be my only concern. They, for whatever reason, it's been a struggle for them at times in the playoffs when they have to play outside on the road, but that'll be a great game. And another thing I do want to mention about the Niners, why I do like them a lot, is their ability to win close games this season. Like, who would have believed that before the season started? It's really been amazing.
Yeah, actually, I guess what I'm also wondering is, so you think about tough places to play. Obviously, Green Bay can be tough. Seattle's brutal. Yep. New Orleans is awful at times, but San Francisco doesn't have a reputation. You know what I mean? So it doesn't have the fear almost. Oh, can you go into Green Bay? Well, that conjures up an image. Is there any image of what it's like going into Levi Stadium?
No, coaches have. When it's funny, I've asked coaches this. They don't really bring up, like, it's usually Seattle and Kansas City. Kansas City for years until the Seahawks stadium was built. Was allowed us. Now Seattle is. And what Bill Polian, the former Colts GM, said, he had something very interesting to say on NFL radio. He said, playing in the Superdome, that when you play there, by the he said, even though he's the general manager, by halftime, he would have a headache because he could not hear. So think about that. That's how loud it is in the Superdome because of the condensed noise.
Yeah, the Superdome was, you know, as somebody that covered the game in Seattle when the 49ers played there and covered the game in New Orleans when the 49ers played there, I thought the Superdome was off the charts, even compared to Seattle.
I would say Seattle. I'll tell you what. I've been to Seattle. I was there once for one playoff game 10 years ago. It was unbelievably loud. Again, I could see, but the Superdome, I agree with what Polian said, because when you can't hear – and the sound is so condensed it actually hurts your head, and I think that's what Bill was talking about.
Let's say this, I don't want to say unproven, but of the quarterbacks who have, let's say, not won a postseason game, Garoppolo, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, who would you put your money on in terms of a guy who hasn't won a postseason game yet? So I'm taking Rodgers out. I'm taking Mahomes out. I'm taking Wilson and Breeze out.
You know what? I'm gonna in terms of being able to win a game,
yeah,
win the first game, I'm going to take Garoppolo. I'll tell you why. Because of the coaching, although I think Greg Roman's done a phenomenal job with Lamar Jackson. We've talked in your show all season, and you guys have asked me this, and I said, well, and I brought up the both Cardinal games and several others. I get all the questions about could Jimmy win a big game because they were winning so big early on. Well, how much more does he really have to do? He's the best one to me. Okay, the best one to me was that Saint game. I'll admit it. I said on the channel on your station, I didn't think they'd do it. I really didn't. Find me a quarterback who's played better that season in that game. That was by far his best game. As I said earlier here, their ability to win close games. I'd say this is a great question. I would say Garoppolo and the Niners, specifically Garoppolo, because he asked about the quarterbacks. Although I'm a huge Deshaun Watson fan. The Texans are going to get back, by the way, J.J. Watt, but he's not going to be anywhere close to 100% with his torn pectoral. That's the problem with people are bringing up Quan Alexander. The issue is not going to be about being able to play. It's being able to wrap and tackle when it's well below 100%. That's the problem that you have, and setbacks.
Adam, where are you at in terms of the 49ers and some of their coaches and coordinators? Robert Saleh, obviously, in terms of interviewing for other jobs and guys that could possibly be on the move.
Yeah, the one is, Robert Saleh, I'm trying to find out, and I'll probably find out in the next 24 hours if he gets a head coaching job, though I think it's doubtful. I think I wouldn't rule him out for anywhere that he – I know he's going to interview in Cleveland. Now, that Cleveland just blew the whole thing up, by the way. I'm sure you guys know John Dorsey's out, the general manager. That thing is crazy. That one's going to be analytics building, the way I understand it. So that they're going to go back to what they were doing before they hired Dorsey and fired Sashi Brown. But the key here for a guy like Saleh is to put together a really good offensive staff to develop the quarterback. That was a real issue with John Dorsey, the former general manager. That's why he didn't pick Kevin Stefanski. He wanted to keep Freddie Kitchens, who did a great job under difficult circumstances as the coordinator. But Robert's the one guy of that group, I think. I know people brought up Mike McDaniel and others, but I think Robert's rising. I told people to give him another year because they didn't have much talent last year. The job that he's done, and I give him credit for bringing in a really good D-line coach and Chris Kucerik. Without bringing Chris Kucerik, I'll be honest with you, the Niners' defense would not be nearly as good.
God, I just can't think of Stefanski as a football guy. When I hear that name, I'm always thinking.
Well, you know his dad is.
Yeah, Ed.
Yes, yes. Kevin's, I'll tell you what, Kevin started his career with the Eagles. He's a University of Pennsylvania grad. He's done a really good job with Kirk Cousins. I mean, really good job. But it's Cleveland, folks. No one has paid more to ex-coaches and ex-execs in NFL history than Jimmy Haslam. That's just the reality of it.
Adam, thanks so much, man. Have a good new year. Be safe out there. We'll catch up with you next week.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game NFL Insider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.